Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I am excited about today's show. How's everybody doing out there? This was a last-minute show. I was sitting around. I actually cut my finger today trying to open up a package of bacon to make for the little girls. And so I'm kind of in pain. Was going to go to the ER, but I think I'm just going to, I'll see how it is after the show. But I kind of wanted to just give a recap of everything. We know that we are engaged with this community and a lot of exciting things going on. We're going to have a couple of people on. We're just going to kind of share their thoughts on the film, just the whole CRPS movement, working along with me and CRPS movement. I have to give a big thanks. There's so many people, and I can go on for days, but there are some people who have literally just been working night and day on helping get this film where it needs to be, and we're really excited. I know my editor, Vito, and also producer Vito is on the phone, and got to give him a big thanks to as well. This guy has given so much time and love and energy. It's gone beyond the call of what was needed. Obviously, he kind of was touched by the condition too as well, and he has really just, you know, we can't thank him enough for the gifts that he's given. So yeah, but there are so many. I mean, I can go on from Melissa, to Alexia, to Nancy, to Diane, to Maria, to C. Marie, to Matt. The list goes on, and I know I'm missing a ton of people, to Kim, to, let me see here, to Mike at Dr. Hannah's office, Dr. Hannah, Natalia, Natalia's mother, just some amazing people who really just fight for this condition each day, and this disease each day. It seems as at times that there's only a handful who are fighting for the many, and that's usually how it is at times too as well. You know, obviously, you know, my background as a celebrity chef, filmmaker, diabetes advocate, and, you know, I fought for years for people with diabetes, and times is tough. At times you don't get that pat on the back. At times you don't get that thank you, even though you're up night and day fighting for people who at times never know that you're fighting for them. But I guess it was our gift that we were called for, and this is what we do. So amazing things with the film, and we're going to keep it short. We've got 26 minutes, but we are finally done. Wow, I tell you. And you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I tell you, when I started this, I really just wanted to create something very small and simple, and figured I would try to, you know, work with some of the people in CRPS and figure out who's who and see if they'd get behind us working together, and figure we could put something simple together. I tried that for, you know, a little while, and realized that, you know what, maybe I just need to go do this on my own, right? Because at times it can be hard trying to pull other people, especially at that point when it was just an idea. And, you know, how do you share an idea with someone and say, this is what we think it could be, when I didn't even know what it could be, right? You didn't know, I didn't know direction, I didn't know how we were going to film, what we were going to film, I didn't know who, anything about CRPS, right? So it started, and we started to just, I think the turning point, because everything moved actually fast, but I think the turning point was meeting Nancy, who is a true sweetheart in the CRPS community and has done so much for people in this community. And I know at times, you know, she has to deal with so much, and it can be very frustrating, because if you know Nancy, you know that she doesn't need to do this. I don't think any of us need to do this, and but she does it because of love, and because of passion, and also because she is someone with CRPS. So So she helped open up the door. She helped introduce me to Dr. Hannah, and then from there she helped introduce me to other great people who, you know, have CRPS. And that really helped open up the doors. We, like I said, we did reach out to a few other people, you know, leaders in the CRPS community, and it just seemed a little complicated. It was just very, hey, let me help, invited me over to a home, and literally just invited me to a support group, and it went from there, you know. And one of the goals was definitely trying to figure out, you know, obviously if we're filming something, to try to raise awareness, but then also try to raise a small bit of funds, because let's face it, you know, you have to involve the community. The important thing about a movement, because we didn't want to just create a documentary, we wanted to create a movement, and that's key. And to create a movement, you have to involve the people, you know, because if something is, if you look back, and like I said, we got 23 minutes, but if you look it back at, like, one of my favorite movements was the Kony movement. And one of the things that he said in there, when in the documentaries, he said a whole bunch of people basically gave just a little bit. And it was their time. It was their energy. So you had millions of people on social media and young people just sharing, just commenting, just pushing, just tugging, just doing what they could. And this made a social media frenzy. And it was amazing around the world, called Kony, about the warlord. So when I thought of this, I kind of thought, you know what? We need the same type of thing. You know, if I looked at the numbers with CRPS, it was 1 million per se. That's what they said to who knows, right? So I figured, wow, you know, with this amount of people, we could really truly bring some light to this thing if only even 10% are active and doing something. So, and so that was the goal. And of course, you know, doing anything positive, there's always a few that you have to deal with the negative. And unfortunately, that happens, but we kept going and kept shooting and got to work and started trying to tell this amazing story and met some amazing people. Some of the people that I tell you I met are truly, I can call them family. You know, when this film is all said and done, I would still have these people that I call friends. I've got some who are like my mama, some who fight for me and will defend me, and you know, and it's a lovely thing. I mean, even at times early on, I've had people who question if my mother was really Bob Marley's sister, and those people actually came to my defense, of course, and we were able to, of course, keep going on. But it happens, I guess, in the situation that I'm in, you have to take the good with the bad, right? So I'm going to bring on Beto, only for a few seconds. Beto is, like I said, he's a talented filmmaker based out of Mexico, and editor, filmmaker, just an overall awesome guy. And I just wanted to ask him a couple of questions just so you could see and understand his side of what was been going on and you know, time and the energy that he took to truly put this together. Lisa, I see you. Randy, I see you. Thanks so much. So we'll get Beto on the phone. Beto, how are you, brother?
How are you? Very good, Charles. Thank you very much for having me here.
Good, good, good. I want to say thank you, Beto. You have put together a beautiful piece of work, and very proud of you for, you know, taking the time and putting an effort into the film. I know you never probably heard of CRPS until I met you, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I heard about pain problems, but nothing compared to CRPS or RSD.
Now, when you started to go through some of the footage, what was What were some of the first thoughts that were on your mind?
Well, first of all, I was touched by the people, by the stories about why they had been going through. You know, like when I saw the first footage I saw was, I think, Nancy and the meeting you had, and they were starting to talk about what's going on, what's the problem, what they were going through, and I didn't know anything about CRPS, so I started to have a look on the internet, and I started to look more information. But to be honest, I was touched by the stories, so that was a big push for me to create something, to start to create something with you, and it was something that I never heard before, and I'm very proud also about what we did exactly.
What was when putting it together, what did you want to convey as to the people, or to the people who may not know about CRPS? What was some of the points that really stood out to you?
Well, first you have to make some good stories about the characters, and creating a good story is something you have to create. So we did, and so we have to also think what the people must know, and what the people must know at the end of the film, and what is what you want at the end of the film, and how do you want the story to be, and also at the end we want the people know everything about CRPS, from how they can get CRPS to what is the kind of solution. There is no cure for this, but what people can do and what they have going through, what people can go through, what kind of pain they have, and also it's one of the main goals of the film, but it's to create some well-needed awareness, and we wanted the people to know everything about CRPS, where and who can help you with this. For example, Dr. Hannah, and many things. You have to think of, okay, a person that doesn't know anything has to know everything at the end of the film. And I think we did it. I think we did a very very creative and very amazing and very story full of emotions and powerful stories about CRPS, and I think so. A person who doesn't know anything about CRPS, I think so. At the end, is gonna know much about CRPS.
What was one of the most touching stories for you that moved you when editing?
I will say Natalia and Clark, both guys are, they're young. Natalia is like 14, now she'll be 15. And, she's so young. And she just had that because of a fight with his dad. They were playing fighting, something like that, and it was just, a normal thing between a dad and a daughter, and, just because of that, something happened. And Clark, he was a very professional in the university and the college tennis player, and he was in a path to be a professional tennis player, and just because of the problems and the fractures and things like that, fracture in her foot and her leg, and that was it for him, and that was strong to hear and to see, and me on the footage I was looking, all these people don't know me, but for me it's like I know them like for a long time, because all the time I've been watching them. Been watching the footage of them, the people, Natalia, Hannah, Clark, Clary, all the people who is in the film, I feel I know them for a long time, and it's tough for me like to hear and see what's going on them and the pain they are having because of this disease.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Beto. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to a caller or two that I want to bring you back in if someone wants to ask you a question or two, okay?
All right, no problem.
Hold on. So, yeah, so obviously that's from a filmmaker and a well-established editor. Beto has won awards for documentary filmmaking and just a brilliant piece of work. I was watching another edit that we did this morning, and I must say it's a very, very good piece of work. And I was watching Netflix this morning as well, and I'm like, I could see this on Netflix, you know. So, yeah, I think some of the stories were very touching. If you look at Natalia, such a sweet young girl who is a fighter and has a mother who is an amazing person. If you look at Clark, a young tennis pro, had a whole life ahead of him, still has a whole life ahead of him. And, of course, I think one of the most heartfelt and touching ones was Hannah, who passed just days after we finished the first edit of the film. And, you know, I got a chance to know her and her mother and even her grandmother, sweet grandmother, and, you know, see them while I was there with my mother for treatment. And it was, wow, I mean, I can't even express the words that you know, I felt. I mean, I know Diane reached out to me, and it was like, you know, one of our own children or something had passed. And it was, you know, I just remember walking around my block for probably about 15, 20 minutes just thinking, you know, because, you know, the young girl I knew had so much life in her. She was a little fighter. She was, you know, just she wanted to live and enjoy life. And you know, so it was one of the most touching ones for me too as well. And we've got Laura Lee. I got to forget her and her family, beautiful people. Laura and her her mother and her father. Her father's also a fighter. So I think you know, when we look back at what we did here, it was really, you know, we're never going to cover every topic, you know, unfortunately. I mean, I'm sure if 10 people see this, you know, 10 people are going to say, why couldn't you do that? Or why didn't you touch about this? Why didn't we talk about that one? We have, you know, people at times that say, oh, I hope he mentions this treatment and that treatment. And unfortunately, we didn't have the time, and we definitely didn't have the funding, right? A documentary like this, you know, not to get off topic, but, you know, as we posted the other day, this can cost anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. And we just don't even have a small portion of that. So, and there's a lot of complicated issues that go into it, everything from music. You know, music costs money. Editing costs money, locations cost money, shooters cost money. Then we have the task now of trying to make this into and get this place where it needs to be on in distribution. So we're working away like crazy on this. You have no idea. But I think at the end of the day, when people do see it on Netflix and around the world, on BBC and wherever they see it, because we're going to make sure we get that there, that they watch this and say, you know what, wow, thank you. Thank you for at least opening the door. Because really our job, you know, between me and Beto as filmmakers, is really just to open the door for you guys to be able to get the exposure that you need, so that when someone's, you know, whether it's, you know, Nancy's group, Power of Pain, or if it's Paul's group, U.S. Pain Foundation, that when they go and ask for funding, you know, to be able to help the people, that people can actually say, okay, I know what this is. When a doctor, a patient comes in, that they can say, you know what, I watched this on Netflix, sorry to say, but I know what this is. That was our job, you know, and that was something. Remember, my mother suffers with this. And I've had to sit down and see my mother in pain where, and I know there's a scene in the film where, I mean, I didn't even know what to do at times. I'm just looking at her and I'm just in shock. I'm just like, wow. And she's begging to go for me to take her to the hospital. And I'm just like, I don't even know what to do. So this is very personal. So we take this personal. So we try to keep everything positive. So when we see craziness or somebody say something silly, one thing I want to recommend that you as a community, that you guys don't run with the foolishness, right? Focus on the positivity. Focus on helping each other. Focus on what's at hand, what needs to be done. And that's either finding a cure or some treatment that's actually going to work for you guys. Because, you know, like my mother said, you know, this is unhuman. No one deserves to be in this type of pain. So now we're going to bring in one of the most amazing ladies I know, Diane. I just wanted to say thank you real quick. I know you are working away every day promoting the film. Real quick, in 30 seconds, tell us, Diane, what this film has meant for you and how excited you are about everything.
Hi, Charles. You know that this film, I believe, is going to open doors and change the lives of CRPS patients worldwide. I love you. I can't thank you enough. And I just believe that, you know, it was too late for Hannah Bernard, which, you know, breaks my heart like yours. Was an emotional night. It's been emotional days since. But I believe that for the other Hannah Bernards and for Natalia and many, many, many others out there, because, you know, the statistics are 1.2 to 5 million suffer worldwide with this hateful disease. Many are still undiagnosed. This film is going to open up eyes and bring awareness and hopefully push for research and then ultimately bring about a cure. It's going to, the movement that this film has started and will continue to start is just going to save countless tens of thousands of lives in the long run. You know, I have children in their 40s, so the cure may not come in my lifetime, but, you know, through the grace of God and Dr. Hannah, I have my life back. I have a new life within new parameters. So this pushes for the next people coming up and younger people and newbies being diagnosed and people are being diagnosed quicker. And that's what the film's done. That's what you've done, Charles. From day one that you and I met, I told you I felt that, you know, you would be the light that would lead the way. And what I watched you do is give people that I talked to on the phone every day that had no hope, people I was taking calls from that wanted to die, have hope. They have hope that they're going to be okay, that somehow, some way, trial has given them their hope back. That's what Trial by Fire has done. There's no dollar amount that could be placed on that. What dollar amount could a person put on their health? There isn't one.
True. Quick question, because we're running out of time.
Go ahead.
We have Beto on the line. Would you want? Did you want to ask him anything regarding? The editor. Do you want to ask him anything about his process or anything of that nature?
Vito, I just can't thank you enough. I think you are an amazing individual. And what you've done is just fantastic, honestly. I can't wait to see the finished product. I don't know if you'll be at the first screening or not, but I will be. If you're there, I want a hug.
Hello, Diane. Thank you very much for your words. I hope also to be there. And thank you very much for your words. Also, we'll give you a very big hug, hopefully that day or the day we meet. I don't know when, but as I mentioned before, nobody knows me, but I feel like I know everyone. I mean, because I have seen them, well, I have seen you also for a long, long time from all these periods. And thank you very much for your words. And I hope also we can find something with this film. And I am sure that this film will help to raise some well-needed awareness, and it's what we want, and it's what we are being working for. And again, thank you for your words.
It's just
all right. We've got Kristen on the line too as well. She has been pivotal with her tweeting and her social media. And did you want to share anything or ask a question? Or definitely, we'd love to hear from you, Kristen.
Yes, I just want to say thank you. That's the most important thing. I have been in this for pretty much most of my life, and this is the first time that the world will understand what I've gone through. I've been called a faker, you know, growing up with this. I've been called everything you can imagine, and now people will see that I've always told the truth about it, and it is real. You know, I've not made any of this up, you know, because of this movie. People will see that it's real. I've lived with this, you know, so I can't say thank you enough to all of you for doing this.
Oh, thank you so much, Kristen. No, you said enough. You said enough. All right, hold on, guys. Hold on. I'm going to put everybody on hold. So we have 3 minutes left. So we ran out of time here. I may do another one very soon. But so the next stages are, Beetlejuice, we wanted to fix a few things because we want to make this perfect. When I mean perfect, I mean perfect. So I sent this to a couple of industry people who I trust their opinion, and they wanted us to fix the music a little bit. The music is fantastic, but they wanted us to bring it down a little bit here and there and so on and so forth. So we went back to work on that, and Beto should be sending that over hopefully tonight. And that will be an awesome piece. So we're still working on things, tweaking things, and that's just the process, because once again, we want to make, I think we've made a masterpiece, me personally, and I want to make sure that everyone sees this and falls in love with it. Because the thing is this means a lot to me. And I want to make sure that this speaks for the people and helps change the game. You know, a lot of people have trusted me and show a lot of love to me and have really fought for this. So I want to make sure that I give them everything that they would give to me. So now we have started to submit to film festivals. And the thing is, a lot of people ask me, oh, when can we see it? Oh, when can I see it? And so on and so forth. But it's a process. And also, we want to realize that the process is about marketing this condition. It's not just throwing it up on TV and then that's it. I want to be able to go on television. I want to be able to promote. I want to be able to market. I want to be able to do radio and TV and talk about this disease, get on CNN and talk about the film coming. If it comes out tomorrow and, per se, if CRPS see it, then it gives nothing for the cause of the community. We want to milk this. We want to work this all the way through. So this is not an overnight process. When we have film festivals that are in your local area, we will definitely let you know so you can come and see it. We have been getting some offers from distribution companies as far as putting the film out in certain places, but we're so early into everything, we don't want to rush. We want to make sure that we take our time so that we get the best situation, because I would hate to make a move and a company not do what it's supposed to do, or now we're stuck in a situation where, you know, they didn't put it out where they should have put it out or put it out the way they were supposed to put it out. So we're going to take our time just fielding this. But as I wrap up, I definitely want to say this film is going to be dedicated to Hannah, and let's all work together to for the better and good in cause. Hello, Lisa, by the way. And let's stop the rumor. Let's stop the gossip. Let's stop the infighting. Because that is not going to help this cause or this condition. You guys are too close for that. So keep supporting us. I want to thank all of you once again. And and we'll keep you updated, and you know, it's an amazing journey. Thank you.